Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday. The sun is shining, and that means that they are kind of glistening off the new and used vehicles at our Dungess family of autos. Brad is with us here. Brad Dungess, it is time for Car Talk. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great today, Tom. How are you this morning?
Well, I tell you what. It's a very, very nice day in the neighborhood.
It is.
The phones are working. The internet's working. Everything's great.
Yeah, I did kind of... Everything stopped for a minute yesterday. I know our phone systems were out for a little while, for a couple hours. It's very difficult at the dealership when the phones aren't working. So I apologize to everybody who tried to call then. But, yeah, we managed to get internet up pretty quickly so we could do business.
That was good.
But it was hard. Yeah.
How's business, by the way? It's been brisk.
It's been great lately, Tom. Yeah, definitely selling lots of cars, new and used. Mm-hmm. Inventory is still an issue on the new vehicle side. Mm-hmm. Still not as many as we normally have this time of year with the microchip shortage and other supply chain issues. But it's starting to stabilize and get more visibility on when things will be arriving. There's a lot of new product coming our way. The 21 model year switch over to 22 is going to be real exciting this year. We've got Maverick coming, the all-new F-150 Lightning. We've got, you know, Bronco, and just right around the corner, we'll get our first Broncos in Bartlesville, and lots of great stuff coming on the Toyota side, too. I know, we've been hearing about new Tundra for a long time.
Oh, yeah, we have.
I think we're going to get some word on that in the near future. We've got, all kinds of new product coming from all sides.
Well, you know, that Maverick made quite a buzz. It was all over the internet. It's been all over conferences. I've got a 14-year-old daughter who says, if I save up my money, do you think I can get what it's worth? It's plenty affordable. That is the most affordable pickup truck I've seen in years.
I think that's one thing that's caught people's eye. And you have an entry-level vehicle that's actually a pickup truck. I think that's great for Ford. Definitely exciting taking reservations on that. Mm-hmm. It's got great fuel economy. It's a nice little package, and we'll have that later this fall.
All right, great.
And used cars, too. I mean, we've been talking about that this summer a lot, but we've got a great selection of used vehicles. We're right now about 80 of them in stock and on the ground. Lots of late model stuff, Super Duties, everything from TRD Pro Tacomas to a great selection of 4Runners, lots of Toyotas and Fords, as well as all makes and models.
Those Toyotas, they run forever. All you got to do is throw a little gas and oil and rotate the tires. They're there for 20 years.
They do great. They're great vehicles.
Durable.
Lots of great service life with a Toyota, for sure.
But you have to service them. Just make sure.
And service has been busy. We've been this time of year. It always is. It seems like when the heat rises, some things start to break on vehicles, and you do need to keep your maintenance up. Tires and such are definitely an issue this time of year with the big changes in temperature and warm roads. If you need to have your tires inflated, if your tire pressure light comes on, you want to definitely take a look at that and get it looked at.
Great. You brought friends today.
Yes, I did. I got our friend from the Bartlesville Area History Museum, Delaney Williams. Welcome, Delaney. Say hi.
Hi. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing super. Great.
So,
what's going on down at the Bartlesville Area History Museum? Well, I was down there a few weeks ago, and people just, I think, need to realize what a great resource it is in our community.
Yeah, we've had a lot more people coming in here lately. Things are kind of picking back up post-COVID, and a lot of people are traveling for the summer. A lot of people in town, and they go to see the Mercantile, and they come here, and they go, wow, you guys just have a hidden gem up here.
Well, we really do. I mean, that's one thing I think a lot of times people do, you know, it's tucked up there, and they don't even really know that it's there.
Yeah, and you got to come up there. If you've never come to see us and you live in Bartlesville, you got to do it. Free admission, and we have so much great stuff going on right now, particularly if you have any littlies at home and they're bored this summer. Until the end of the month, we're doing a free scavenger hunt. It's free to enter, free admission to the museum, and it's aimed at kids and families. So we have this exhibit right now about Frank Griggs. Have you guys ever heard about Frank Griggs? Oh, my gosh. One of my personal heroes. The man came to Bartlesville by canoe and then by train after the canoe broke. Coolest guy ever.
Most people kind of do the other way around. We've got to remember the time frame here, too.
Yes. And He just took all these phenomenal photos, everything, you know, street scenes, the exciting stuff. One of my favorite photos in the exhibit is him trying to get away from a horse at a rodeo because he was right there next to the guy taking pictures and the horse didn't like that, I guess. But we have this great exhibit going on about him right now. So we have all these cool questions where kids can find the answers in the panels and in the pictures.
Oh, I see.
If they find the answers, we will declare them a history hero.
History heroes.
So they get a cool sticker and everything. So that's one of the cool things we have going on right now.
That's a great story. And tell me a little bit more about the Griggs Legacy exhibit. I mean, what?
Yes. So the exhibit is titled Bartlesville's History, Griggs' Legacy, and we really structured it around this letter he wrote. He received this award, and it was just honoring all his contribution to our, you know, history as Bartlesville. Uh-huh. And about a week later, he wrote this letter that kind of just took a pause and talked about his career, what the things he'd seen and experienced, and we kind of structured the whole exhibit around that letter. So as you're reading his words, you're seeing images of the things that he'd seen and he's done.
Oh, cool.
It's really neat. If you have not had a chance to learn a lot about Frank Griggs, I really encourage you guys to come in, check out the exhibit. It's just beautiful. It's amazing.
That's great. And they can do that down at the museum at 8:30 to 3:30, Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Excellent. And you've got a book club coming up, too?
Yes, we just started this week, the first week of our book club. I don't know if you guys have heard about The Killers of the Flower Moon, making this tiny movie.
Familiar there.
Yeah. This little small budget film, you know, not a big deal at all. But we are actually doing a book study about that book right now. We started this past Tuesday. We're going to meet again on Tuesday, June 25th, and we're going to talk about the second chronicle of the book, The Evidence Man. So if you didn't read the first one yet, you have plenty of time to catch up. It's okay if you don't come to all the sessions. It's going to be on Tuesday nights. The next one's June 25th. Then we'll have July 13th and July 27th will be our final session. And I have something really cool to tell you guys about that final session.
What's that?
Author David Gran is going to be zooming into it.
Oh,
so
cool.
This is not something you guys want to miss. It's free to join the book club. You don't have to sign up. Just show up and be ready to talk about the book. We're actually going to be having a location change. We're going to be meeting in the museum for the next couple of nights.
Oh, cool.
It's a little warm on Tuesday night when we met at the park.
So. Yeah, this time of year it does get warm in the evening. And so, but so you're going to bring that back to the museum, and on the final session, you'll have David Gran there. When was that again?
That's the final session is going to be July 27th.
Okay.
And then he's going to come in by Zoom call. So if you guys have burning questions, you just want to ask him.
No, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of interest in that. I would think there'd be a lot of people who do have questions. And with all the hubbub around the movie being made and everything, I think that's a great idea. And so that's every Tuesday night here for the next few weeks.
So it's going to be every other Tuesday
every
night.
Other,
the next one's June 25th. So if you guys want to mark your calendars for June 25th, 7 p.m. at the Bartlesville Area History Museum. And we're going to talk about the second chronicle, The Evidence Man.
All right.
Cool. And there's so much going on down there. I think you've got a summer lecture series coming up, too, and lots of other good kid programming.
Yes. So if you do not have plans for this coming up Tuesday, June 22nd, we're going to put on our very first event of our inaugural summer lecture series. Free to the public. We're going to have guest speakers and food trucks. I'm so excited. But the first one's going to be called Pioneer Kids, Growing Up in Indian Territory. So we're really aiming this one at kids and families. We're going to learn about the history of toys and games. Any kids that come might get to help us show what these toys would look like. There's one that's like you hold two sticks and you have a hoop and you throw it back and forth. And I got to try it out for the first time the other day. It's really fun. But we're going to have guest speaker Kay Little and then education coordinator Betty Keim talking about history of toys and games, Pioneer Schools, and then Little House on the Prairie. I don't know if you guys know, but Little House on the Prairie is actually a local thing, real close to us.
Just a few miles away.
The doctor in the book Little House on the Prairie, Dr. Tan, actually just had a hospital right up the road from here. Huh. So we have an interesting history of that. We'll have another event on Tuesday, July 20th, that will be a Native American Heritage Night, and another one on August 10th that's going to be called the Melting Pot of Bartlesville. We're going to honor our history of immigration in the area. Those are going to be a lot of fun. They're free, and who doesn't love food trucks?
Do you have any idea which food trucks are going to be there?
Oh, my goodness. So this coming up one, I know we're going to have Raphael's Southern Barbecue. We're going to have Ryan's Dogs. And then the Price Tower Plaza has their restaurant open.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Really exciting to get to explore that.
Really excited about the August 10th one because Andolini's is coming back.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Andolini's
great. Great. You got a wide variety all summer long. That's good.
Well, there is so much going on in Bartlesville. We talk about that every week, Tom, but with baseball and all the stuff down at Unity Square, at the Price Tower, you mentioned the new plaza opening up and the great restaurant there. There's always something happening in Bartlesville. People need to get out and explore what's going on. And that doesn't stop there at the Bartlesville Area History Museum. You've got even more stuff going on. The Pioneer Kids Day Camp. What is that? Because that's coming up here pretty soon, too.
Yes, that's actually going to be next week, and we still have openings for enrollment. So if you don't have plans for your kiddos next week, you're going to want to give us a call. So it's going to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 23rd through 24th, and it's going to be 1 to 3 p.m. every afternoon, and it's for kids going into 3rd through 5th grade, and it's going to be a blast. It's going to kind of piggyback off what we're going to talk about on our summer lecture series next week. Kids are going to build a replica of early Bartlesville. They're going to learn what life was like for kids growing up in Indian Territory before statehood. They're going to play some of those pioneer games. And one of my favorite things is they're going to meet a real cowboy. William Newby's going to be showing up to tell kids what that's like to be a cowboy.
That's great. And again, no cost. You do need to enroll, though, and get your name on the list, I think.
Yes. If you want to get a pencil out right now, I'll give you the phone number to call to sign your kiddo up. You can call Education Coordinator Betty Keim at 918-338-4293, or you can just message us on Facebook, and we'll be able to help you there, too.
And how do they find you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook under Bartlesville Area History Museum.
Okay,
if you stick that in the search bar, we'll come right up.
Excellent. Lots of cool stuff going on down there, Tom. And as always, even more stuff going on. I did like the Griggs Photography Detective Day deal, though. Tell us about that one. What's that about?
Yes, next month we're going to have one more Kids Day Camp. So much going on at the museum this summer. But this one's going to kind of be focusing around Frank Griggs, our photographer who we were talking about earlier. So the kids are going to get a firsthand look at why photographers are history heroes, what they do kind of preserves our history. We're going to learn about photography from a real photographer. We're going to discover downtown Bartlesville through the lens of a camera, so they're going to get to walk around, take a tour, take pictures.
Take their own pictures.
Cool. It's going to be really fun. And then we're going to take a look at a lot of Frank's photos, some of those really cool ones. For example, have you guys ever seen his trick photographs?
I have not.
No.
So he would, and this is Photoshop before Photoshop, he would take negatives and he would cut them apart and put them back together. Huh. And he has these hilarious photos that are on display in the exhibit where it's like, look at what we grew on the Phillips Ranch, and it'll be like strawberries that are like the size of your head. And they're so funny. I am obsessed with these pictures.
He was ahead of his time.
Oh, man.
Photoshop before Photoshop. Yeah. That's so cool. Bartlesville's history, Greg's legacy. That's a really great idea.
And this camp's going to be July 13th through 15th, and this is going to be a morning one, so 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and again, it's going to be open to kids going into the 3rd through the 5th grade.
Oh, good.
That's awesome. And we went through all that really quick, but you can get all the information on Facebook. And
yes.
or give them a call down at the museum. Betty Keim can be reached at 918-338-4293. So much going on in Bartlesville, Tom. It's always a good thing to promote something.
Yeah.
And a little bit of car news, too. We did talk about the Maverick coming out and the all-new F-150 Lightning. You can get your reservation for those vehicles. All right, just go to dungeschoice.com. Mm-hmm. You can get all the information you need about the vehicles there and also sign up and get a reservation on the Lightning. There's a $100 deposit that needs to be made. Maverick is a little different experience. They're not asking for a deposit. They just want you to say, I'm interested in one. Then we'll reach out to you and help you place your order. And at that point, you'll need to, you know, commit to purchasing the vehicle. But great opportunity if you want to explore that information. Mm-hmm. We've got reservations open still for the next round of Bronco. The 2022 Broncos are going to be launched pretty soon, and so lots of good stuff to check out on the website. You can schedule your service there too, see all our appointment availability and check everything out at dungeschoice.com.
very good. Now we have talked a lot about the Ford products, Toyota products, you know, the Tundras. People have been looking far and wide. Where can I find one?
Well, we got a couple.
You got a couple. I did see two.
Yeah, there's two the other day. There are a couple out there. There are not that many out in inventory right now across the region, but we do have a couple and more coming. We've got a 4x4 4Runner that should be here this week, a 4x4 Tacoma that'll be here in a couple weeks, lots of Camrys and Corollas on the ground and coming. So definitely give us a shout. You can check it all out online, too, at DungeonsToyota.com. All the incoming and available stock is up there every day.
Well, that Camry, year after year after year, that is one of the ones that comes out as one of the most reliable vehicles you're going to find.
And a great value, too.
It is, great value,
great fuel economy. You can get a full spectrum of different types of powertrains, whether you want a hybrid or different types of engines, trim levels. It's a great vehicle.
RAV4s
one of the most popular vehicles we sell right
it
now.
Is.
It's the best-selling Toyota nationwide and in Oklahoma. It's a really versatile vehicle. You can, you know, set it up to be a family mover or something to go adventuring in, to go out hunting or fishing. It's really a very versatile vehicle and great, flexible for people.
When those things first came out, I was working at a television station in Illinois. This is last century. And the dealer says, yeah, I hear you're looking for some fleet things for your, you know, take your reporters out on. Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Try this. They never looked back.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Ever since the late 90s, that has been their staple. That's been their go-to vehicle, and they've never changed.
That's amazing.
I rode in one, I just said, wow.
Yeah, no, yes. They're great. And, you know, right now, too, with the RAV4, it has a couple siblings, the CHR, little brother, the slightly smaller crossover SUV, and then the Highlander, just a slightly larger one. You've got the all-new Venza that came out just this year. People may not have heard a lot about that vehicle, but because it came out during the pandemic and didn't get a lot of publicity. But it's a hybrid vehicle also that comes in all-wheel drive and hybrid powertrains. It's a really great setup for a midsize SUV. And so between 4Runner, Venza, the RAV4, the CHR, we've got a full spectrum of Toyota crossovers that you should consider.
When I was out walking a lot the other day, saw two beautiful Lincolns.
Yeah.
My color of red. And
probably the Nautilus.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Oh, my. What a prize.
Yeah, I know. We have sold a couple this week, but I know there still is that Black Navigator, the beautiful Black Navigators
that's
a beautiful vehicle and a great value, too, because I did drive it for a little while for about 5,000 miles, and it's a great deal for somebody right now. We've got the Nautilus we mentioned. I've got a Corsair that's on sale right now, actually, one of our courtesy transportation vehicles. So lots of great vehicles to choose from.
Nothing rides like that. Whoa.
No,
boy, that
the Lincoln
ride is...
Lincoln ride, the 22-way adjustable seat, all the technology, the different tools that you need to really enjoy your vehicle and be comfortable in it, but be safe at the same time.
I had one for like 20 years, and I loved that thing to death, and it But finally, we had to give it a different owner. But oh my goodness sakes! But that ride, I still feel myself in there, just like riding on a cloud.
Yeah, they do make a big difference. Uh-huh. Definitely do. And let's bring Delaney back in and talk some more about stuff going on this summer. I know we went through the full list, but let's remind people what's going on at the Bartlesville Area History Museum this summer. Starting with the Finding Frank scavenger hunt.
Yes.
And remind us about that.
Yes, that's something you guys can come do today if you're looking for something to do with the kiddos. Anytime the museum's open, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30, you can come in and your kid can help find Frank Griggs, and be declared a history hero. Look at all these cool pictures we talked about. Mm-hmm. Talked about the ones where he's dodging, animals at the rodeo at the Dewey Roundup. Another cool one is he would used to climb up these oil derricks. And this is not, 2021 where you have the panoramic function on your iPhone. He's carrying up these 20-pound cameras all the way to the tops of oil derricks. And we have these phenomenal shots taken from up there. So the kids are going to get to check out all these photos.
It's a scavenger hunt. So you give them some hints of what to look for, and they go out and look for it in the museum.
Yes. And they're going to find them in these pictures and in these little parts of Frank's letter that's in the exhibit. It's a lot of fun. Kids love it. We've had a bunch in. We've been posting our history heroes on social media, so if your kid's done the scavenger hunt, you might check out our Facebook page. A cool picture of them up there.
Cool. And that's the hours for that are 8:30 to 3:30?
Yes, every day, Monday through Friday. Unfortunately, we're not open on the weekends right now, but 8:30 to 3:30, Monday through Friday. And then for moms and dads, you can check out the Hometown History Book Club. We're going over Killers of the Flower Moon by David Gran right now. We're going to meet next on June 25th, that's a Tuesday night, at 7 p.m. right in the museum, and we're going to talk about Chronicle 2 of the book Killers of the Flower Moon, The Evidence Man, and just kind of to touch back on the special surprise, July 27th, our final meeting over the book. David Gran, the author, is going to Zoom call in, and we're going to get to ask him all of our burning questions about how he wrote the book and all the cool stuff he can tell us.
That's awesome. So you get a chance to meet the author of Killers of the Flower Moon just by participating in the history book club. That's awesome.
And just a reminder on that, we were meeting in the park. Got a little toasty on Tuesday night, a little too warm. So we're going to be meeting for the rest of the book club in the gallery in the museum.
Excellent. And tell people again, where is the museum, just for those who don't know?
The museum is the top floor of City Hall. It's hidden up there. It's 401 South Johnstone Avenue. You'll see our big marquee on the side of the building along that courtyard. And just take the elevator all the way to the top floor. It's a beautiful museum. I really encourage anyone who's not gotten a chance to check it out to come take a day, explore, maybe go around a couple local museums. We have great history here in
Bartlesville. Really do. And this museum is just a little treasure in our community. And I think a lot of people, even if you've lived here and you've never been there, you just need to go check it out.
Oh, indeed.
If you're new to town and you haven't really wondered about the history of Bartlesville, it's a great way to explore our very rich history. And you can learn an awful lot just by visiting down there. And with all the great programming you guys have, there's always something to do.
Yes.
That's good. And you've got your summer lecture series, too, with food trucks coming up with three events.
Yes, the first one's actually going to be next week, June 22nd, 7 p.m. at Unity Square. If you guys haven't had a chance to check out Unity Square yet, it's right there between the Bartlesville Community Center and Price Tower. Just this beautiful green space. So we're so lucky to get to use that. The first event next Tuesday at 7 is going to be Pioneer Kids Growing Up in Indian Territory. It's going to be so much fun. Bring the kiddos out. They're going to get to learn to play the games that kids played in Oklahoma growing up before we were a state in Indian Territory. We're going to get to learn about how kids would go to school in one-room schoolhouses. And then we're going to learn the history of Little House on the Prairie. which is pretty neat. I didn't know growing up that that was actually so close to where we are. Like I said earlier, Dr. Tan, his hospital, right up the road.
Oh, yeah, right. No, it's right around our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So Pioneer Kids growing up in Indian Territory, and then you've got Native American Heritage Night coming up on July 20th.
Now, I'm really excited about that one. We're going to have speakers from the three local tribes, the Cherokee, the Delaware, and Osage Nations, and they're going to show up and they're going to talk about their history and culture, which is such a big part of our, you know, history here. Uh-huh. So excited to get to honor that. And then again on August 10th will be the last one, and that one's going to be called the Melting Pot of Bartlesville. So we're going to have a presentation on immigration in Oklahoma, and local author Joe Todd is actually going to speak at that one. Have you guys seen his book yet, The Shoemaker?
Joe's a great guy.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. In fact, he was here. He visited, mm-hmm. and he had a book signing, I do believe, down there at the Unity Square not too long ago. Yeah.
No, Joe's a great guy. The people will know his great series on the veterans and in the newspaper, and he's done a lot to really bring them to life, and this new book coming out.
Yes.
The Shoemaker is a really wonderful tale about an immigrant man. It's something else.
I started reading it recently, and I do not want to put it down. I don't know why I didn't immediately start reading it. Probably because I wouldn't get any work done. I don't want to put it down. But he's going to do a little presentation about that, about Lewis Kerbel, the man who was the book is about. Just a phenomenal read. If you want to check out the book, we do have that in our bookshop in the museum, but he's going to be there. And then Kay Little is going to be presenting about immigration in Ellis Island coming to America.
Awesome. Great stuff going on this summer at the Bartlesville Area History Museum. So glad you could come in, Delaney, and tell us about it.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I always love coming in to tell everybody what's going on at the museum. There's always something happening.
That's great. Awesome. Lots of good stuff, as always, going on in Bartlesville. So everybody get out there this weekend and check things out. If we can help you with your automotive needs, you can find us out on Highway 75 or online at dungeschoice.com, or give me a call at 918-333-0900. I'll be back in the office in just a few minutes and ready to help you out in any way possible.
You'll be back there in 4 minutes if traffic's good, 7 if it's bad.
No, it doesn't take long. And you know, come on out and check things out. We've got the Mach-E on the ground, and that's an all new Mustang Mach-E, all electric Ford that is out. We can show you the first information on the F-150 Lightning, and you can check that out. We do have a F-150 hybrid in stock. This vehicle is really exciting. It has a generator in the truck that can actually power a remote radio broadcast there from your vehicle. You know, so thinking of the station vehicles.
No kidding, that'd be nice.
Now they can even do that, powering
power
up your
right
remote.
There. I'll be darned. We'll have to try that.
Yeah, that would be fun. And so check all that out at dungeschoice.com.
All righty. And Brad, once again, you know, it's great to have you back in studio. And of course, it's always great to go out and kick the tires and take a test drive and every now and then buy a vehicle from you.
Yeah,
like our family does. And it's always great to have you in here, Delaney, because we learn so much. You know, even though we're only talking about some of the events that are coming up, it makes you want to learn more about our community and the history of our community.
Well, I promise if you come in and see us, I'll have even more of those cool history stories for you right here about Bartlesville.
Well, there's so much at the History Museum that you can explore and go back in time and learn about all the stuff that happened around this part of the country.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening down there at Price Tower? We were talking about the restaurant. Did that finally got...
Yeah, no, there's a lot of great stuff going on right now. We've got a new restaurant opening that downstairs with a bar, a gallery. The Cox Family Art Show is underway. You can actually purchase wonderful works of art. You've got, I think in the next couple of weeks, there'll be a whole new menu as Copper reopens, and we'll have food service on the ground floor and upstairs. Just lots of exciting stuff going on in the next few weeks.
Yeah, you know, something that's starting to be a real good summer.
It is. That's right. And baseball's right around the corner. We'll get some home Indian games next week. And
yes, we do.
And get the KWN night at the ballpark
coming up
too.
24th. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're excited about that.
We like that. We like that especially when you know Mr. Potter starts giving away money.
Yeah. No, we hit some home runs that night.
There we go. Those guys are going, give me some of that pine tar. You know, anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to thank you both for being here today.
Sure,
and,
Tom.
And just having a great day with it all. Remember, it's the Dungeness family of autos out on 75, the west side, the best side, as I always say. And a quick look at your forecast for today. We're looking for sunshine with a high of 98. Clear tonight down to 73 tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 97. The only thing hotter are those great prices at Dungeness.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reports.